All right, so I'm joined here on the line by Crystal Mackay to talk a little bit about a fundraiser that she's involved with that's going to be raising money for the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario later this month. Crystal, how's it going?
Great. Nice to hear from you.
So could you tell me a little bit about this fundraiser has been sort of spearheaded by your father, Russell. Can you tell us a little bit about who Russell is and some of his fundraisers in the past?
Yeah, so my dad is Russell Mackay. He actually was raised on a farm in the Pontiac and went to high school in Shawville. And then we lived in the Ottawa Valley and where he still lives today. And so he's 85, he's diabetic and blind, but that doesn't stop him. He's got this huge heart for community and charity. So he's going to be walking 50 kilometers through the Pontiac from August 27th to 31st to raise money for CHEO. And hopefully lots of your listeners come out and cheer him on.
And can you tell me a little bit about why he's chosen CHEO specifically? I know he's raised money for them in the past.
Yeah, so he did his first walk for CHEO in 2020, and he specifically chose CHEO, obviously, with big heart for kids. He's known as Papa for a reason, right? He's got lots of grandkids and lots of people just call him Papa. But he's blind. He lost his sight at a fairly young age due to diabetes. And so he had to go to an eye specialist at CHEO. And when he would walk through the halls of CHEO, just seeing the kids and, you know, the emotional moments when their parents have to leave and so on, he vowed he would do something to help them. So he started the walk in 2020, and with incredible support from all over the Pontiac and Ottawa Valley, right into Ottawa, raised over $120,000. That year. And then the next year we kept it local and he walked for Hospice Renfrew. And then last year he walked for Sick Kids Hospital in Toronto. So he's turning 86. He is slowing down a little bit. So he's going to walk 50 kilometers, which he doesn't think is very far, but most people think is pretty far. And he says this is his last walk. So he wanted to, you know, bring it home, so to speak, where he in the area he was raised.
And so you said you raised over 120,000. Do you have a specific goal for this year's walk?
Well, we'd like to start it at 30,000 to try to get the Papa Walks number over 150,000 to start. And he's going to do the hard part, which is the walking, and he's putting the first 2,000 in himself. And so we're asking all our friends and communities and local groups and businesses to chip in to try to get it up over the 30 to get the total over 150. But who knows? Last time our goal was 25,000, and we thought that was high. So people are generous. We appreciate having the high quality healthcare we do close to home in CHEO for our kids.
For sure, especially people not realize with the whole Quebec Ontario divide there, there's tons of people in our area that go across the river for healthcare if it's necessary
for
the kids.
Talking with Chris Judd, a dairy farmer friend of our family, and he said his grandson just went there a couple of months ago, and he's like, you know, you hope you never have to, but if you ever do have to use it, we're very blessed to have that high quality care right there.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And for our listeners here that might be interested in seeing him or cheering him on his walk there, his last walk, as you're saying here, how would do you have a schedule going on so far?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first and last places, I guess we'll start there. So he's going to kick it off on Sunday, August 27th at 11 a.m. in Portage. And he'll be walking Portage all the way through town towards the 148. And he chose that because that's where my family settled in the Pontiac. My great-grandfather's house is that big stone house right just as you cross the bridge.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so they came from Scotland and then to Montreal, and then he settled there as the notary and the lawyer for the area. And he lived in Portage, but he was the lawyer in Shawville. So he would buy horse and buggy. That was his commute, basically, right? So that's the symbolic. We chose that. So we'll be kind of meeting around the Anglican Church around 11 a.m. In Portage and start the journey there. And then the finale we're also excited about, which he'll be doing his kind of his childhood walk, which he grew up on a farm in Charters. And he'll be walking like from Ladysmith towards Charters and then all the way into Shawville. And he'll be at the Shawville Main Street on Thursday, August 31st. So walking down the main street around 5:30 p.m. People are encouraged to come and walk with him and cheer him on. And, of course, you know, we welcome your donations. And then really grateful to the Shawville Fair. They're great partners of this walk. And Elwyn Lang, specifically a director with the Shawville Fair, has been amazing. And Mavis at the Shawville Fair are going to invite him into the fair. So bagpipers will be piping him through the fairgrounds around 6:30 over to the arena at 7 p.m. And he'll be part of the opening ceremonies. And they've got a bit of an auction and a fundraiser for everybody to be part of as part of the opening ceremonies on the 31st of August. And then between the 27th and 31st, he's a bit of a rock star. He'll be making a tour through the Pontiac, hitting, Otter Lake, Bryson, Campbell's Bay, Fort Kalunge, of course, Quio, and Ladysmith in along there. I think I'm missing something, but a number of towns that we're just kind of working on where he's going to be each day. So maybe we can check in a little closer to the walk, or you can check out the Papa Walks for Kids 2023 Facebook page to see the details.
Yeah, it's going to be out and about. People should keep their eyes open there in the what would be the last few days of August there.
Yeah,
you kind of beat me to my last question there, Crystal.
No worries.
If people are looking for more information or want to find out how to donate, where is the best place to find you guys?
Yeah, so we have a Papa Walks for Kids 2023. It's an event page. So if you search Papa Walks for, the number 4, Kids 2023, that'll come up. I've also posted it on some of the local Facebook pages in the Pontiac region. So you can see some info on there. And the fund itself is hosted on the CHEO website. So you could go to the CHEO website to donate. But the Facebook page is the best place to go, because we'll be posting live updates and just putting more information in there as we get more sponsors and more details on where he's going to be each day.
Crystal, thank you for your time, and good luck with the walk.
Yeah, thanks, Caleb. I really appreciate it.